Hello, and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Friday, January 12th, 2018. Welcome to Day 358. Donald Trump vaguely denied calling Haiti a shithole country, tweeting that, quote, "the language used by me at the DACA meeting was tough." Trump then blamed Democrats for the, quote, "outlandish proposal," which he called, quote, "a big setback for DACA." He did not, however, deny that he called El Salvador or African countries shitholes. Meanwhile, the New York Times, NBC News, and the Wall Street Journal are reporting that Senator Richard Durbin contradicted Trump, saying the comments were, quote, "hate-filled, vile, and racist," end quote, and that he repeatedly referred to African countries as shitholes during the private immigration meeting. Durbin said, quote, "the most disheartening thing to me is my belief that this was the first time words that hateful have been spoken in the Oval Office of the White House," end quote. Reuters and USA Today are reporting that the United Nations Human Rights Council office called Trump's comments shocking, shameful, and said, quote, "no other word for this but racist." Haiti, the African Union, Mexico, and France all rejected Trump's comments. On CNN, Don Lemon had this to say.
This is CNN Tonight. I'm Don Lemon. The president of the United States is racist. A lot of us already knew that. I was not shocked that Donald Trump reportedly called the majority of black and Hispanic countries or continents shitholes. I wasn't shocked. I'm not. I'm really not outraged by it. I'm not outraged. I'm tired of being outraged, as a matter of fact.
Anderson Cooper also chimed in.
Good evening. The president of the United States is tired of so many black people coming to this country, tired of immigrants from Haiti and Africa being allowed in. Perhaps the White House feels the president's remarks will be well received in some parts of this country, among some parts of the president's base. And perhaps that is true. But it doesn't make what he said any less ignorant or any less racist. Not racial, not racially charged, racist. Let's not kid ourselves. Let's not pretend or dance around it. The sentiment the president expressed today is a racist sentiment.
Meanwhile, at an event to honor Martin Luther King Jr., Trump decried racism.
Today we celebrate Dr. King for standing up for the self-evident truth Americans hold so dear, that no matter what the color of our skin or the place of our birth, we are all created equal by God.
Trump then signed a proclamation on Friday declaring Monday Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which every president since Ronald Reagan has signed. And in the polls, Axios says 55% of Americans think Donald Trump's mental fitness is an issue. Republicans called the question, quote, "unfair and politically motivated." And CNN says 50% of Americans would vote for Oprah over Trump, but 54% of voters don't want her to run. And in the notables, the list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing, Donald Trump canceled his visit to London to avoid mass protests. The U.S. ambassador to Panama resigned over differences with the Trump administration. Jeff Bezos donated $33 million to a scholarship fund for young dreamers. Corey Lewandowski is scheduled to testify before the House Intelligence Committee next week. Donald Trump extended the Iran nuclear deal. The Department of Education awarded a debt collection contract to a company Betsy DeVos invested in before becoming education secretary. And Donald Trump paid a former porn star $130,000 one month before the election so she wouldn't publicly discuss an alleged sexual encounter from 2006. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Mdidis.